to do was call. Sometime was in the morning, sometimes late at night. But when I got up off my knees, Jesus, everything was all right. Oh, 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 Jesus.
Jesus.
My rose of Sharon.
Jesus.
My lily of the valley.
Calling your name.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Stand.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshipers.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana. Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Worship and the Word at 11 a.m. And on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m. and at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal. You can visit us on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
For you and for me, that's going to help us. discovery and so much exposure in our Sunday school class that we begin to talk about, and I begin to share with our brothers in the back. Brother Mitchell did a wonderful job, Brother Mike and Brother Coleman, Brother Smith, about the things that the Lord had placed on my heart for this new year. We've been digging in Luke's gospel, and the reason for taking us through chapter by chapter and verse by verse is that there would be a consistency and a continuity in your learning and discipleship. I could jump, hop, skip, and jump with all kind of things, week in and week out, but for your consistency in the Word of God, we're just going to stick with Luke right now. Have I got a witness? We've made it to the 12th chapter of Luke, and I also want to warn our Bible study we'll pick up on Wednesday night in chapter 45. We're here in this text, in this chapter, and I want you, like Judge McTwine says in his courtroom, I need you to stay with me a little while. And I love to hear Judge McTwine say that, stay with me a little while. You know, sometimes they want to get away. And when he's doing the voir dire for jurors, Sister Williams, many of the jurors want to get out of jury duty. And so they raise their hand to try to get an exemption. And they begin to talk about what their exemptions are. And he listens with diligence. And then finally, he tells them, stay with me a little while. And when he says, stay with me a little while, they have to go back and take their seat and put their names back into the pool for jury duty. So I just want you to stay with me a little while in this text, because I believe that there are some discoveries and there's some revelation that will help you in getting 2020 vision for this year. And there are some discoveries in here that we can see what God would have us to see. I know there's some things that you have said already, and there are lists of things that you have written down, perhaps, that you would like, your New Year's resolutions that you would like to resolve for 2020. Maybe there's one or two things that you want to take with you as you begin a new decade that you've never seen before. There's all kind of things that are happening in our world, and everybody here has this for you to perhaps to try, and some folk have this for you to try. But there's a saying on a buyer's declaration, let the buyer beware. The word that comes to mind in the Latin is that imtar, beware of those things that people will try to sell you in this new year. And here it is, it's a good segue for us, because there's all kind of new things that the world is offering. But our Bible, our Word of God, is the Word that will stand forever. I've been hearing lately, and I've been perusing here and there over the Facebook page, and every now and then, I see somebody use, these are Christian folk or professed Christian folk, use the word comma. And when they use the word comma, I don't know if they know the philosophy behind comma. And that is a Hinduism and a Buddhism philosophy. It has nothing to do with the Word of God. And I'm going to tell somebody that it's not comma, but it is Galatians 6 and 7 that say you shall reap what you sow. I wish I had a believer in the house. A lot of Christian believers are finding themselves pulling out of the philosophy has these six woes to them. He has condemned them six times, the Pharisees and the scribes. And so here he opens up the dialogue in this continuous dialogue with the crowd. Notice, first of all, he says to them and to the audience that they are to beware. Notice here that the text opens with there is a multiple, there is an innumerable crowd of people. They've gathered from all over the place. Oh yes, they got some people in the audience. The audience are believing. It's a swelling audience. They've come, many of them are curious about what's going on. They've heard that there's a man over the river giving sight to the blind. And so you have the curious in the crowd. And you have some people in the crowd that are just there for the purpose of being in the crowd. And then you have the Pharisees who are in the crowd, and the scribes are in the crowd. And when the writer Luke uses innumerable, he's talking about thousands of people. You know, you can get lost in the audience, because there's always all kinds of faces in the audience. There are those who are just spectators in the audience. And there are those who are agitators. I wish I had a witness. They're just there to agitate. There are all kinds of taters in the audience. People were following Jesus for many different reasons. And I shudder to think that even in 2020, that people are following Jesus only for what they can get out of him. I believe that in these texts, in the next few weeks, that Jesus is drawing a line of demarcation. You're either following Jesus or you're following false teaching. Somebody aware that there's a whole lot of teaching going on. I just use karma for example, but there's a lot of false teaching and misinformation. And what Jesus does in this text, he calls his disciples first. That's what the text says. He singles them out in the audience, out of all the folk in the audience. Jesus speaks to his disciples. Oh, aren't you glad that he singles his disciples out? He wanted them to make the connection. And you remember, as you read John chapter 6, that many of the people followed Jesus no more. When they found out that they had to make a sacrifice, that they had to follow him, that they heard him say, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You know, we got a lot of folk with easy believers, and I mentioned that a few Sundays ago, that all we think is that we believe in the Lord, and in our lives don't have to change. We don't have to repent. No, no, no. If Christ comes into your heart, you will never be the same. When Jesus comes into your heart, I heard Dr. Stephen Lawson says that a faith that fizzles before the finish had a flaw from the first. I wish I had a little witness here. You know, we got a lot of people today are just throwing in the towel. They're giving up on Christianity all along, and they're giving up on the Word of God. They don't think that the Word of God is what it is. But it's like a two-edged sword. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, cut right at it, and cut left, and it cuts all the way to the marrow of the bone. And if you, in 2020, will just come, stay with me for a little while, and get a little closer, and dig a little deeper in the Word of God, I tell you, Sister Nancy Bean. She's not here today, but she's the epitome of perseverance. You've seen her make her way and struggle her way. You've seen Sister Alfreda Piper make her way and struggle her way. And today, you've seen Sister Sean Conde make her way into the house of prayer. Legitimate excuses to stay at home, but they refuse to give up because they're standing on the word of God. I come to tell you this afternoon, this morning, that if you're going to make it through 2020, you've got to be able to stand on God's word. Don't just be a face in the audience. Notice here, second of all, not only do we see the audience of the leaving, but in that Jesus addresses the disciples first of all and uses the word beware. He uses the word beware. That means to pay attention, to be on alert. He puts his disciples on alert. He says, beware, be alert, be aware. That in the police world, we call what we call a BOLO. A BOLO stands for be on the lookout. I wish I had a witness here. When something is about to happen or something has happened, they issue a BOLO. And Jesus is issuing a warning to his disciples, and he's telling them to be on the lookout, to be aware. You know, we just walk into things sometimes with our eyes wide open. You know, there used to be, and there still is, according to the law, the Lemon Law, that automotive dealers can't sell you a lemon. But sometimes, if you don't read the fine print, I wish I had a witness. And I believe that's why so many of us succumb to so many things in our lives, because we fail to read the print. Help me, somebody. We fail to read the basic instructions before leaving Earth. Come on, Brother Woods. We fail to read the B.I.B. Matter of fact, he commands his disciples to beware. Then he gives them a caution. He tells them, watch the red flag. You know, here Brother Smith is a retired mailman. And I know that he has traveled in many places. I know that he's been in many yards. And on the top of some fence, there's a dog there. I wish I had a witness. If you overlook that there's a dog in the yard when you're going in to deliver the mail, I know he can tell some stories about delivering mail. Now some folk will help you to understand. They'll post a sign out in front of the yard that says, beware of dog. Just in case you don't understand what the symbol of the fence said, that there's a dog in the yard. And Sister Piper can help me. She worked at the post office. She can tell you the stories of many a postman who've been bitten by a dog. Not only have they had to be on the lookout for the dog, but they also got to be on the lookout for robbers and thieves.
Yes, sir.
Postmen will carry, for the dogs, they will carry mace. Help me, somebody. I think they can still carry mace just to keep the dogs off, even in that Jesus did. He tells his disciples what to look for. Now, they knew and understood what leaven was. Leaven was simply dough or a piece of dough kept back for the next batch of bread that would be made. Matter of fact, that leaven would be then put in water and then it would be added to a fresh batch of dough. And what it causes, thank you, Sister Annette, it causes the bread to expand or to rise. Now, Israel could not eat leavened bread because they had to leave in haste, so they ate unleavened bread when they left out of Egypt. But here, Jesus said, beware of the leaven. Leaven is, again, that which is fermented, and leaven is what influences the dough and causes it to expand. And so all Jesus was warning his disciples was, beware the leaven. Beware those things that will influence you for the wrong thing. Sister Franklin, coming up, used to buy a kitty kern. And the kitty kern, she would take that kitty kern and put on Kim, Harry, and Brian, all three of them, had kitty kern. You know what the kitty kern is. The kitty kern is to permeate the whole head and to make all the head of a hair be alive. Help me, somebody. I ain't gonna go into no hair thing today. You know, I could go there, but I'm not going there. Because it's your hair, you paid for it. Help me, somebody. Sister Franklin would take that perm and she'd weave it in and wove it in and put it into the whole hair. And when the hair was done, all of it looked just alike. It relaxed. I know that Brother Mike, I did that before when I had hair. Help me, somebody. I had one of them relaxers. Some of us came from that era where we had the Conker lean. We tried to get all the waves that we could get, and we wanted all of our hair to look alike. And see, what Jesus was warning is, stay with me, that what he was warning was that beware of the leaven, because it will influence you in some way. Then he identified where the leaven comes from. He identifies it with the Pharisees. It's in the text. He says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Oh, Jesus gave the Pharisees a hard time. He says that they are the ones whose teaching and doctrine is false. He says, beware of false teaching and beware of false teachers, because you will end up in the wrong place. False teaching and false teachers are doomed for hell. And so he tells them, watch out for the Pharisees. And then he gives us what the corruption is. Notice he says, the Pharisees, the leaving of the Pharisees, and then he points it out, which is hypocrisy. Y'all done got quiet on me. Because you know what a hypocrite is. It's one who professes one thing and it does another. It's one who on the outside prophecy. They prayed standing up. Help me, somebody. So that the audience would see them when they pray. And when they fast to show on their face that they were fasting. Help me, somebody. And they were self-centered and selfish and self-seeking. Oh, yes, I know that there are times when we might be hypocritical, but that there are times when we all